Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Alzheimer's is the sixth leading cause of death in the U.S., killing more people every year than breast and prostate cancer combined. But unlike those diseases, however horrible, there's no effective treatment for Alzheimer's, and the federal government spends far more research money on diseases like cancer and AIDS than it does on Alzheimer's. In part four of our week-long series, Here Now's Monica Brady-Meyerhoff explores the reasons for this gap in funding and what it means for research.
To get to the heart of the fight for more government funding for Alzheimer's research, it's instructive to look back into Massachusetts Congressman Ed Markey's childhood. Standing in loafers in the sand of Revere Beach, Markey remembers his summers in this working-class seaside town north of Boston.
My mother would take us down from Mullen Square to Revere Beach, and we'd all swim together in the ocean.
Decades later, in 1985, Congressman Markey's mother, Christine, developed Alzheimer's when she was in her 80s. His father would often bring her back to Revere Beach.
My father liked to just sit here and read the paper and look out at the beach, and my mother could sit in the front seat where she always sat. But we taped over the lock and the handle on the passenger side seat so that she could not get out of the car.
Markey says his father vowed he'd never let his wife set foot in a nursing home. He cared for her for 13 years at their family home. Congressman Markey often came back from Washington to help until she died in 1998. Markey's personal experience shaped his deep commitment to funding research for treatment. He's the House sponsor of the recently passed National Alzheimer's Project Act, a strategic plan to address the epidemic. But it's a tough battle in Washington.
Alzheimer's is a disease which clearly has been underfunded.
For example, the National Institutes of Health spends $3 billion a year on AIDS research, which affects around 1 million people in the U.S. It spends just less than $500 million a year on Alzheimer's research, which affects more than 5.5 million Americans. The NIH funds more nutrition research than it does Alzheimer's research. In part, Congressman Markey says, that's because most Alzheimer's patients and their caregivers can't get to Washington to fight for more funding.
That's different from other diseases where the victims themselves can actually lead the marches.
While Markey fights for funding in Washington, John Yaris fights for it on a much smaller scale in western Massachusetts. He asks neighbors and coworkers to sponsor him in fundraising walks. His wife died of Alzheimer's last year after 10 years of fighting the disease. He kept her condition quiet at first.
I grew up, you don't talk about certain things. And anything to do with the mind, with the brain, is one of the things that you just don't talk about. And so people aren't necessarily so quick to go out and talk about it, much like cancer was dealt with in the past.
This stigma is another reason why it's hard to raise money, according to Carolyn Whipple Fraser, who runs development at the Massachusetts and New Hampshire Alzheimer's Association.
Oftentimes, when someone is diagnosed with Alzheimer's, it stays within the family. It's a hush-hush disease.
That may be one of the reasons why the fundraising walks for Alzheimer's are much smaller than those for other diseases.
Thank you for joining us this morning in this fight against Alzheimer's disease. Every registered participant with a wristband should pick up a free Promise Garden flower and personalize it.
12 fundraising walks in Massachusetts raised a total of nearly $2 million for Alzheimer's research this year. Compare that to just two Massachusetts fundraising events, which raised $40 million for cancer research in 2010. Carolyn Whipple Fraser says another reason for the huge disparity is that diseases affecting young people are seen as being more worthy of support.
I actually had a conversation with a neurologist, and I had said to him, would you consider being involved with the Alzheimer's Association? And his response was, I'd rather support people who are younger in age than people who are elderly.
Stigma and the perception that the disease only affects the very old have left Alzheimer's researchers struggling for private and government backing to find a drug that will delay or stop the disease. This was devastating news to Henry McCants when his wife Allison was diagnosed in her late 50s. Here's what the doctor told him he could do for his wife.
Why don't you try 3 Advil a day? It might help. Why don't you try Lipitor, a drug for high cholesterol? It might help.
Henry McCants is appalled by the lack of progress in treating Alzheimer's.
When I learned the magnitude of the disease and the length of time that the disease has been known, and then the weakness of the response that the medical community can offer families in my situation, I was shocked, frankly.
But his shock quickly turned to action. McCants is president emeritus of Greylock Partners, the venture capital firm that backed Facebook and Millennium Pharmaceuticals. In 2004, he joined 2 other families with local ties and used their own money to create the Cure Alzheimer's Fund. It uses the venture capital model to fund top researchers.
We were going to challenge them to give us your best higher-risk research projects. We are not afraid to fail, and we know that if we do fail, the learnings from that will be valuable as well.
Last year, the fund spent $3 million on 15 projects, which helped identify genes that show risk for the disease. Half of the money comes from the founders, the other from private donors. McCants is trying to widen the private fundraising base, but he says the government should make a much larger commitment to funding Alzheimer's research. Congressman Ed Markey agrees. He says the government is already spending billions in Medicare and Medicaid to care for people with Alzheimer's, and without medical progress, those numbers will skyrocket.
Very few members of Congress know that $130 billion was spent on Alzheimer's to take care of the victims last year in the United States, and that number is going to balloon to 500 or 600 billion by the time all the baby boomers have retired. So the strongest argument beyond the humanitarian argument is that the budget cannot be balanced in the years ahead if this kind of a drain is placed upon it.
Alzheimer's advocates say that flat federal funding is significantly hindering research advances, and it's driving some talented scientists from the field. Tim Armour, president of the Cure Alzheimer's Fund, says this is unfortunate because researchers say Alzheimer's can be conquered.
The shame of it is that the science is moving much faster than the resources. If we had the money, the science would be able to move much faster towards ameliorating this condition.
That's Tim Armour of the Cure Alzheimer's Fund. Ending that report from Here Now's Monica Brady Meyerhoff. Tomorrow we'll continue the series. We're going to meet a couple in their 60s navigating life with Alzheimer's.